You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire.
So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey! So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey!
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids
Get ready, ablaze, it's time for Kids Ablaze. Now, ablaze, here's your host, Lisa Liu.
Hey boys and girls, I'm Lisa Liu, and I love hanging out here at the firehouse, don't you?
Yeah!
How about you kids at home? Isn't this exciting? You know, I haven't seen Dan Dan the Fireman today. Have you guys seen him?
No.
Oh, Dan Dan! Here, you guys help me call him.
Oh, Dan Dan!
Hey, hey everybody!
Hey,
Dan Dan. Hi, Lisa Liu.
Hey
there, all you kids at home. It's good to see you.
Well, now that we're all here, who's ready for an awesome day?
Me! Yeah.
Woo! Have an awesome day.
Well, today we're going to be learning about the God of miracles. How amazing is it that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible for God? He made everything so he can also fix everything. For example, he can heal broken bones, he can heal headaches, he can make your sore throat better, and he can even make crippled people walk. Boy, just thinking about that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
It puts a smile on my face for sure.
That's right.
What can you tell us about the God of miracles, Dan Dan?
Well, you know, God can even do more things than just healing people. He could do all kinds of miracles. He did in the Bible, he did all kinds of miracles. He multiplied food, he split open the sea, he gave people super strength.
Yeah.
And one time, he even stopped time.
Wow.
Now, how's that for an awesome God?
Wow, that's amazing. Well, kids, did you know that in Luke 1:37, it says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Boy, right. I sure want to learn more about this. Don't you, kids?
Yeah.
All right, but first, let's welcome to our show our favorite, Mr. Professor Peanutty.
Hello there, Kids Ablaze. It is me, Professor Peanutty. I'm back once again with another great invention. Aren't you excited for all this fun we're going to have today? So hey, guess what? I was at home and I was reading my Bible and I heard that you guys were talking about the God of miracles. And I've seen in my Bible that how Jesus, he had fed all the people with the fishes and the loaves, and it was like feeding so many. But I thought, hey, Jesus, he did not know anything about the gluten allergies or the vegans that might have been there. So I thought, you know what? I should invent something that is sensitive to their dietary needs, right? So they don't get the upset tummies. Everybody out there in that story, they're like, my tummy is so hungry. I need something to eat right now. Rumble, rumble, rumble. So I invented the Miracooler, huh? The God of Miracooler. Get out. That's so funny. Hey, so check this out. This is how it works, right? Hey, Miracooler, look at all these Kids Ablaze kids, and they are so hungry, huh? Can you make them a great snack food that is sensitive to their dietary needs, right? Oh, it's working. Check it out. Oh, the Miracooler is working so perfect. Hey, hold on. What is that? Oh. What every kid loves, huh? It's the kale chips, huh? The cheesy kale chips. Have you guys never had these? They are like gluten-free. They are vegan. They are sensitive to your dietary. Hey, young man, would you like to try some kale chips? No, they are so good. Look, the snacks. They're covered in cheese and all kinds of good things. No? No? Okay. Well, guess what? More for Professor Peanutty. He loves his kale chips. My mom, she makes the best kale chips. But Miracooler did a good job too, huh? Okay, so the other thing too, let's give it a chance to restart. The thing with the mirror cooler is it also makes refreshing beverages. I made that cool, huh? So Moses, he is in the Bible, and he was like, everybody bugging him, they're thirsty, they're in the desert, marching around like, Moses, I don't want to eat the manna anymore. I want to have a refreshing beverage. And so I said, Miracooler, look at the kids. They're sitting here so thirsty. They are the kids of Blaze. They are so thirsty. Can you help? It is working. It is giving us the silent treatment though, huh? Whoa, look, kids, your favorite beverage, right? This is what I loved to drink when I was growing up in your age. It is the apple cider vinegar, huh? Don't you guys love the tart flavor and the refreshing beverages, the apple cider? This is the great miracle, cure all. This drink right here, it is going to cure anything. It will cure your thirst, huh? Are you guys that excited to have a beverage like this? Young lady, do you want to sip on the vinegar? No? Hey, I don't know. Hey. Maybe what's going on?
Hold on, Mr. Professor Peanutty. Are you saying that the Miracooler is trying to replace God and his miracles? He wants to help us. He loves doing miracles for his kids. I don't think that we need the Miracooler. So you know what would be awesome? What if you go back to the lab and you can make a new invention for us?
You know what? That sounds like a good idea to me. I mean, I like the kale chips and the apple cider vinegar, so more for me. So, hey guys, goodbye. Hey, great seeing you kids at Kids Ablaze. Great seeing you kids at home. Have a good one. See you next time.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 Yuhai Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for success at Libby Lane Academy. K through 12th graders excel in the rich academic environment of Libby Lane Academy. With a strong phonics and math-based education in the lower grades, plus music, drama, art, and sports electives through high school, Libby Lane Academy gives kids the advantage they need to succeed. Find out more today at LibbyLaneAcademy.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
All right, guys, who's ready to do the scripture verse of the day?
Yeah!
Yeah, let's clap. For with God.
For with God.
shall be.
Nothing shall be.
Impossible.
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 Nothing.
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 Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Luke 1:37.
Luke 1:37.
For with God.
For with God.
Nothing shall be.
Nothing shall be.
Impossible.
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 Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Wow, today has been amazing so far. But you know what might make it even better? Is if Dan Dan told us a story. How about it, Dan Dan?
I think I'd come up with a story. You know, I was just thinking, have you ever heard anybody say that there's no more miracles today? That the miracle stopped 2,000 years ago when the last apostle died? Well, I tell you what, I sure don't believe that. I'll tell you a story about that right now. It's a good story.
A long time ago, there was a sick man who wanted to get well. He traveled far and wide trying to find someone to pray for him. Finally, he found an apostle. In fact, it was the last apostle alive who had been with Jesus.
I'm so excited!
Number six! Oh, we're serving number six now!
I'm number six!
Oh! Very well, go ahead then.
Well, I can hardly believe it. Imagine me, the next in line to see the last remaining apostle on earth. I don't know what we're gonna do when we run out of them.
Well, he has been feeling very well today.
Wait, what you mean he's not feeling well? Does he have the sniffles? Has he tried taking 2 aspirin, drink plenty of fluids, get some rest, call the doctor in the morning?
No. He's not sick. He's just very old. Very old.
What about vitamins? Has he had his vitamins today?
No, he doesn't need vitamins. I should probably just go ahead and tell you since you're the next in line. We really don't expect him to live the rest of the day anyways.
The rest of the day? He has to. He must. Don't you have some kind of a under-apostles ready to take over just in case?
Nope. Once he goes, he's the only one left. And so, when he goes, the miracles go right on with them.
I'm healed! I'm healed!
Now serving number 7!
That's me.
Okay. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement. It appears that the last apostle has died. There will be no more miracles for at least 2, maybe 3,000 years until Jesus himself comes back.
I'm not dead yet!
Excuse me! There seems to have been a mistake. They thought he was dead, but he's not dead yet!
I'm so happy!
So, now serving number 8. Number 8.
Wait a minute, you left out number 7.
No, I did it. Number 7 was served. We are now on number 8. If you want to get back in line, then you have to go back and get another number.
Another number? I don't want another number.
I'm healed! I'm healed! Yes! Yes!
What now?
Okay, folks, this time, he's really dead. Yes, you can all pack your things up and go home.
Excuse me, couldn't we just pray to God in Jesus' name and ask God to heal us?
The man knew that no matter who prays, it was the power of God that heals, not a person. Everyone had hoped to be healed because there was still one apostle left, Jesus. He is the apostle of our confession, and he would never die. The man prayed to Jesus and was made well. He went home happy, knowing that God would take care of his children because miracles were still active today.
That was a great story, Dandan. I'm sure glad that Jesus is our great apostle and we don't have to worry about him going anywhere.
That's right. Jesus is always the same. The Bible says that Jesus is the great apostle of our faith. We can go to him anytime and he's always ready to help us.
Phew, that's a good thing. Because sometimes I pray at night and I'm glad that I don't have to wake him up.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
Well, kids, stay tuned because we'll be right back with more Kids Ablaze in just a moment.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Welcome to the House of Hope and Healing, a place to find your hope again. The House of Hope and Healing is a free ministry located in Kansas City that offers compassionate prayer support when you need it most. No matter the reason, medical, personal crisis, or anything else life can throw at you, the House of Hope and Healing is here to help. Whatever has caused your hope to fade, we can make it shine again. Visit the House of Hope and Healing and discover hope again.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee's Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience. Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Set the world in motion, who made the hills and mountains high and filled the mighty oceans, is able to move in your life and do great things for you. He is a God of miracles. There's nothing he can't do. Sometimes we get discouraged. Things don't go like we planned. Sometimes it seems God's far away, but he is close at hand. Sometimes it seems there's no way out of the trouble that you're in. But pray to God, believe in faith, and he can make you win. A God who made the universe and set the world in motion, who made the hills and mountains high and filled the mighty oceans, is able to move in your life and do great things for you. He is a God of miracles. There's nothing he can't do. His mercies new each morning. He loves you situation, God can make a way. Remember, he is faithful. mountains high and fill the mighty oceans. Is able to move in your life and do great things for you. He is a God of miracles. There's nothing he can't do. He is a God of miracles. There's nothing he can't do.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard melt and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own two daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With three kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church in teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
I need more of you and less of me. This is my heart's cry, it's my heart's plea.
great time we've had together learning about the God of miracles. Knowing that nothing is impossible with God makes me feel like I can do anything. How's that for an awesome God? Well, that's all we have for now. I'll see you next time right here at the Firehouse.